Time to your day to you, wherever you might be. 4 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here on a Wednesday evening, and we have psychic medium Becky Crogan as my guest this evening. Becky is here with me in the studio now. Right, okay. Have you all paid your donations? You know. We can't go knocking your doors and doing the trick or treat. We can't give you any sweets or anything. But my sister turned up yesterday. She said, "Close your eyes." And she does this every birthday. "Close your eyes. I've got something for you." Well, it was so big that she couldn't hide it anyway. I'd already seen that it was some sort of a box. And it turned out that it's a box of sweets. You know, these type of sweets that children take round on Halloween, and it's, you know, it's like trick or treat.
Yeah.
You know, so I've got one of these big boxes of childlike sweets. So I shall probably get through them. I do like a sock. But they're very sweet. And why they make children's sweets so sweet is probably why they're called sweets, isn't it? When you think about it, but there you go. Right then, we're going to get on with it. The PayPal buttons are active there. We ask for a minimum participation fee. $3.50 if you can afford it. Anything less if you can't. Just so long as you put something in the pot to show your appreciation. And it does help. Okay. Right. We've got a timer. It's 7 minutes that you don't hear. And the last 3 minutes that you do. It's a 10-minute timer altogether. And we've got to start that. Start of our first call and see what happens. Okay. We've got some music in tonight as well, just because it kind of slows down a little in the middle of the week. I don't know why. But we're going to say hello to Becky anyway.
Hi.
Hiya, Becky. Right, I have to say, on line one then, we have Christy.
Hello?
Oh, well. Maybe not. It's kind of strange, isn't it? You there, Becky?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. Well, lady, I heard her say hello, and I don't think you could hear her. And then she suddenly popped off the line. Okay, just bear with me. I think she's back now. Might not be the same one.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, is that Crystal?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I could hear you, but I don't think you guys could hear me.
I think that one.
It happens. What can I help you with?
Thank you. Sorry. Is it okay to ask just what do you see?
I usually like to know which area you're really particularly interested in.
Okay, no, not a problem. My relationship.
You're in a current relationship right now?
Correct.
Are you questioning or have questions about things that are happening in this relationship?
Yes, yes.
Okay. My guides are telling me for you to go with your intuition and your gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling, and I don't like to give like negative ratings, and this isn't negative. It's more of a cautionary thing. But I think that this person is trying to pull the wool over your eyes. You're not getting the entire story.
Okay.
And
that makes sense.
Okay. So you either have to, I wouldn't confront the person. I would have a plan in place of what you're going to say, but it is something that needs to be brought up and discussed. I think this person has gotten to the point where they think that they can do whatever they want around you and you won't do anything about it. So I am worried that you are going to start, if you haven't already, you're going to start being, like, used.
Okay.
So, you know, the concerns and everything that you have, make a plan in how you're going to present it, and then present it with this person. But if this person is lying to you,
mm-hmm.
And this is my advice, take it or leave it. If they're lying to you, you can't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And trust is very important in a relationship.
Correct.
And once you've lost that, it's really hard to get it back.
Correct.
So if you find out this person has been lying and you lose that trust, you're going to have to make a choice of being in a relationship where you're constantly second-guessing everything that's happening, or to break free of it, go through a period where you do some emotional healing, and then get back out there and find a relationship that you deserve to be into. Because you don't deserve to be into a relation where you always have to be worrying about what's going on.
Yes.
So, did that help at all?
Yes, it does, actually. But can I ask one question, or?
Sure.
Okay, you said that he pulls, the wool over my face, in other words. But, so do you think he would be honest with me if I talked to him or brought it up?
This is why I think that you need to just think about this ahead of time, even if you have to write some stuff down, because you don't want to be
kind of a deal.
Yeah, because you don't want to be emotional about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get emotional, then he's going to try manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know, you want the upper hand in this, so that's why you have to stay, take a step back from emotion and kind of bring it in almost like a business-like manner.
Yeah. Okay.
And if he sees that you are really serious about this, and that's why I'm saying to keep the emotion out, then he may try to lie to you, but he's not going to be able to because you're going to know it.
Yeah. Okay.
But
thank you.
Yeah, you deserve better than what you've got.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. You're welcome.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, Krista. Okay. Yeah. As we said, PayPal buttons are there if you wish to show your appreciation. So do try to use them, and it helps to support upcoming shows. Right. I think what we're going to do is keep it very steady this evening. We've only got two callers at the minute. So we're going to take it very easy this evening, and hopefully we'll drum up some more callers. I see Michelle's still there with us. So we're going to take a break. I know it's early, but if we don't take one, then we'll be out of calls in the next 10 minutes. Just discussing the amount of sugar in these sweets. Company called, whatever they're called, Swizzle Company or whatever. Okay, whatever. I like my chocolate. I do. You know, if she bought chocolate, I could have probably ate them in the same night. But these will last probably the whole month now because they're very sweet. But, can't take too many. Got to watch my teeth. Right then. So our cork queue hasn't changed anything. What we're going to do in the next coming couple of weeks or months is we might only do a Wednesday show every 2 weeks instead of every week, because what's happening is that, you know, there's an old adage, and I thoroughly believe in it, is that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And if we're not here every week, then perhaps we'll get something every other week. Because there's something that goes on here every second week on a Wednesday on Blog Talk. And I'm becoming more aware of it now, because it's like we can have a good show one Wednesday, and when we come to the next Wednesday, it's back down again. It's not making a lot of sense. Okay, somebody's just joined us, so it's getting better. It's getting better. Right, okay. So let's bring Becky back online then. And we have Michelle. Okay. And that third person's just gone off.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good to talk to you.
What can I do for you?
I've got rheumatoid arthritis, and my dream was to sail on the sailboat and be on the water. But since my rheumatoid's gotten bad, I can't sail the sails because of holding the ropes and stuff. So
great.
I decided I'm not going to give up on my dream, and I want to go to a houseboat. So I want to sell my house and get a houseboat, which has always been my dream since I was young. And I just never have fallen through with it. Every time I go to do it, I hadn't done it. And this time, I have that spirit energy in me, and I really want to do it. And I know it's going to be a process, cleaning out the house and all that. But I'm just curious, what do you see, or any spiritual messages that you see? And maybe do you see a price range? I have no idea what to even price my house for. It's a small little cottage. And I haven't talked to a realtor because I don't want to rush into it until I've gone through everything, you know, and, you know, keep what I want to keep and not what, you know, that's a long process, you know, and emotional too. And
because
I just want to see what you see on that, because that is my dream and I don't want to give up on it. And that's where my spiritual energy is. And I'm like, a dream starts with a thought. You got to start somewhere.
I think you should follow your dream. I would suggest to you that you start with, if you haven't already, looking at different choices of a houseboat to see how much money that you're going to have with them to buy it. And then from, you know, to go from there and, like, you know, put your house up for sale and stuff like that. But you have to get the houseboat stuff tied kind of all wrapped up in a package first before you go. That would be your first step.
Right. And I know that, I have to basically we're going to sell my sailboat. And then we got a camper that was given to us. and we'll put stuff in the camper trailer, and then I'll go through the whole house and get everything out and sell stuff and use that towards the house, and the sale of the house, too, will help go towards, it'll be a used houseboat. I can't afford no new one. I live on disability, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's a long process, but you got to go through everything. But I didn't know what price range you might see or area or.
I'm seeing about 150 to 200,000.
On the house.
That's the number that comes up, and I'm not. I'm seeing the houseboat, but I don't know if they're that expensive.
Oh, so that's what you see us spending on.
Yeah.
I was curious of how much you see me selling the house for that I'm in now to buy a houseboat with.
Is there some repair work that needs to be done with the house?
Yes. My husband's going to work on that. For the most part, it's real good. But we got a rotten piece of wood that's just superficial from the water that hit, you know, little stuff that we got to repair and paint before we put it up for sale.
I'm not sure what the real estate market is like, where you're at, but I'm seeing like 300.
Huh.
Like $300,000. And
yeah.
That's the amount I get. And that could be the house and all the stuff that you're selling combined, too.
I was fixing to say, because right now I'm figuring, just guessing around from looking at the other houses, I was figuring maybe 85 to 120 for the house and maybe get 20,000 if I'm lucky on my sailboat. Which she's beautifully been, you know, we built it to live on it. And redid it, and I mean, she's beautiful, but I just can't work the sails, and the sails are like brand new. 4 years ago, I could, but I've gotten worse downhill.
What I'm getting is it's all going to come down on how you market things. And like with your sailboat, it's basically custom design, and you want to put all that and showing what's special and things about that to be able to get a higher market value.
I got you.
But, yeah, I don't know why that number popped into my head, but that's what popped into my head was $300,000. And that could be for everything.
Yeah. I was like, there ain't no way for this little house. It's a half acre, but, I mean, I am close to the water, but not enough.
Yeah.
I'm 30 feet above an elevation. And, you know, close to the ocean, but it's a little bitty town. But I made this little place look beautiful, too. I mean, it's just a little cottage, but a little beach house, but it's nowhere. I mean, I'm about 15 minutes away from the water.
See, I'm getting the feeling that somebody who's retiring or who wants a house out of the city would be the one that's going to end up buying it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Do you see any time when that might be, next year, or when you think it might be? Or just anything that you feel that comes to mind?
During the summer.
Summer?
You know, I'd make sure that it was listed spring, because people... I get the feeling people are going to be looking at properties online this fall and or this winter and spring. And then I think by summer, you'll have somebody that's going to be ready for purchase.
Oh, wow. That'll be fast. Everyone says my house will sell fast because I fixed it up so cute and it's kind of back up against the woods. It's back up against the woods and everything, and it's
mm-hmm.
a lot of people
and
don't even know we're back here. It's real private.
You got what, 2.5 acres? You said
a half an acre.
Oh, half an acre. That's still a nice size lot.
I wish I had. Huh?
I said that's still a nice size lot.
Yes, yes. And it looks like more because I'm butted up next to the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I don't think you're going to have any problem selling it once you market it. But
yeah, I was just curious how much I was going to sell the house for so I know what kind of price range to look for a
boat,
you know?
Minutes.
Yeah. Make sure the realtor has a fixer come in and that kind of dresses your house up before they take the pictures to post online.
Okay.
Because you want to go for that market that wants, oh, my God, this is so cute. Wouldn't this be a great place to retire? Oh, I want to spend my vacations there. And those fixers could make things look really cute.
And I'm really good at tearing and decorating.
Well, good. Then you can, you don't have to hire somebody, but you can make your dining room table look like this and your bat. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Somebody actually hired me to fix up their boat, and I sold it within 2 weeks to sell it. And I sold it for them.
So, you know, once you get the little repair stuff done, I don't think you're going to have much problem selling it for what you want.
Oh, wow. Wayne, I know my time's about up, so anything else that you think that I need to know?
Just follow your dreams. Don't let your RA keep you away from achieving them.
Yep. That's hard, but I'm determined.
And stay as active as you can.
Stay active?
Yep.
Stay active. I'm writing it down. Oh, you've been a blessing. That really helps, you know, because it's my dream, and it's like I really want to do this, and I don't want nothing to stop me. Even if I'm got bad health, you got to keep on going, you know.
You do.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
One.
I can't
minute.
Believe you. I can't believe you've seen a houseboat for $150,000. Because I was figuring maybe $50,000, you know.
Oh,
but it all depends on what I get on
my
house, too.
Pretty fancy. It's pretty fancy, and it's the one that I'm seeing is almost like it's handicap accessible.
Really? That's really
mm-hmm.
good. Oh, I get chills.
Well, good luck.
Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Michelle. Right.
Thank you.
I think we might take another break. I know we've got Queen there with us at the moment. And that's line three, would you believe? We did have four. We had four people, but the fourth person never stayed for some reason. So we've got to break it up. Otherwise, we're going to be out of here very quickly. The PayPal buttons there are active on every show page. Do look at them and do use them, please. Help support us if you can. It is very helpful for upcoming shows. As I said there, we may drop the Wednesday to a 2 week. I think that would be better for me and Becky because it's like at the moment we're sitting here and we're looking at empty space, which is not good for a Wednesday, you know. So every 2 weeks would probably drum up people more because I don't know. If 2 weeks don't work, we'll do it once a month. No, it's getting a bit silly on a Wednesday now. And I don't know. We'll see.
alone. Now I can think for myself. A vow of zeal to death do. Things I just don't understand. I could want light at night. Or if I touch it from. I don't think I'm an agent to you.
People say that I've got a strange sense of humour, but as that piece of music was playing there, Tube Boy Army, if anybody remembers them, featuring Gary Numan, a young Gary Numan, went on to form his own band, of course. Right, but as that was playing, Our Friends Electric, you know, if you run out of your electricity, you know, you could always drill a hole through the wall into your friends, couldn't you? Nobody would mind now during this COVID thing, you know, because it's like, it's like a social distancing. It's just like, oh, right, okay, we're going to pass a cable through the wall, but like, nobody's going to touch the cable because it's come from your house. You know, so it's like, hey, cable's just come through the wall. Hey, what? Okay. No. you know, it's getting a bit silly now, isn't it? Because I think what's happening now is it's dragging on a bit now, you know. And the strangest thing that we've heard this week is that the country that was supposed to have started it all off has now got a vaccine. And I'm thinking, high up, you know, how is it that the country that started it has the first vaccine? You know, and it starts alarm bells ringing in my head. I don't know whether anybody else feels that way, but it seems like that doesn't make sense. How the country that started it has the first, you know, hands on a injection to prevent it. Anyway, that's just my thinking. But we'll have some more music just now. Okay. Right. So let's bring Becky back online, and we have Queen.
Hello. Hi, Becky. Ken. Are you there?
I am. Hello.
You both may find this interesting. I was visiting with Barbara Grace Reynolds. She had been on your show before. You probably remember.
Yeah, yeah.
She gave me a message. And guess who the message came from? I know you won't guess, so I won't hold you in suspense. It was Helena. Mm-hmm. And I know you know Helena. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
Becky may know Helena. She transitioned in, I'm getting chills, she transitioned in February, and now she's giving messages from the spirit world.
It's very neat.
Okay, then. Okay. That's nice.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
so I just...
It's nice, because we always said she could do it, but she never wanted to do it before, but yeah, that's nice. Okay.
Yes, so I wanted to share that with you. I figured both of you knew her. I knew you knew her, Ken. But anyway, you know, I think it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And her message was really, yeah, it was really, really empowering to me. So she's good. She's really good.
Yeah. That's amazing, you know, because it took her a long time to come out of her shell sort of thing, you know. It's the thing, because, well, I always knew she could do it. Yeah. And I remember doing one night on the show, going back many moons ago now, where we done it like a round table, and we asked everybody to join in, you know. And
I remember.
Helena was one of the voices there on that show, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Interesting. I tried to ask her what it was like where she was, but for some reason, my phone, you know how my phone messes up, they couldn't hear me. So when she comes again, I'm going to pose that to her. I figure she'll give me a straight answer. Anyway, what's up, Becky?
Not a whole lot, waiting for the next snowstorm to go through.
Oh, my goodness. Where are you at?
I'm in northwestern Minnesota. We had one earlier this week where we got 5 inches, and then we got that melted. Now we got some that is sticking, and then we're supposed to get another, like, 10 inches in the next 2 days.
Horrible.
So
I'm sick. Go ahead.
Winter has begun.
Where you're at, I'm sitting outside, you know, with like a just a wrap dress on, and it's a beautiful day. But about a week ago, the temperature dropped so low in my house, I got a cold. So it went from one extreme to the other, and it was like, oh, what the heck happened? But right now it's good where I am. I'm happy. I could stay like this, actually. I'd appreciate that. Whoever's controlling the thermostat.
I don't mind the snow. I just don't like it when it gets cold because we get so, you know, we're the cold. My state has the worst winters in the entire country. And part of the reason why it gets down to 40 and 50 below and stays there for 2-3 weeks. That's what I don't like.
Ooh, no, thank you. Ooh, wee, you must like the snow and not mind the cold too much. You stay there. Oh, my. Oh, no. I could not handle that under no condition. Well, if I had no choice, I could handle it. I'm sure.
It's amazing how you get used to it.
Yeah, if I didn't have a choice, I'd adapt, I'm sure. Yeah, I used to live in Boston, and that was enough for me. I don't look forward to moving back to that kind of a climate again. Well, what you got for me today, my shaman?
It's still the music thing.
Okay.
You know, the universe really wants you to push forward and with the music.
And I'm working on it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything really new. That's just what came up is for you to continue on with your music and the dancing and stuff.
That's in the mix.
Even getting a group together and have a drum session with, you know, a few people.
That could happen, probably online,
yeah.
But that could happen.
Yeah. COVID, it's so hard to do anything in a group.
Yeah. Yes, but online that can happen. I know some serious drummers. I'm a decent drummer myself, but I know some serious I'll call them master drummers who I could call upon to. That sounds like an exciting event, you know, to pull together. Hmm.
Oh, I loved up here we have native drumming. And I've always loved the drumming. Well, I love the singing, the drumming and the singing that goes with it, but it's all, you know. As a shaman, I use a drum, but I always loved the native drums.
Yes, there's a power.
I was just going to say, you know, as a group, it would be, you know, you could even put an intention with it because drumming raises the vibration so intentions go through.
Mm-hmm. I like it, yes.
But, yeah,
yes.
You could do that through Zoom or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a nice event, a healing event.
Yes, it would be. And you could have people who need healing, you know, call in or get a hold of you in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I even clear land with drumming.
Interesting.
Yep. I get called in to do clearing of houses. And one of the ways that I get rid of some of the really negative energy, especially if it's attached to the land, is by drumming.
Love it.
So, yeah, it's amazing, amazing thing.
So I will ask you about me and stones at this time. Stones, different stones.
Okay. With you with stones, don't go for the polished crystals. start looking for like stones along, you know, beach, if you're near a beach or a driveway or where somewhere there's gravel, and start taking like the river rock or whatever, but use the stones from nature instead of crystals. They're more primordial, and actually stones that you find in land that you're around, I've always been in, it's something I've learned as a child, because my dad would put a rock in our hand and tell us that we were supposed to tell the story of the rock. But you can do a lot of healing with just stones that you find and not having to have a lot of crystals.
That's interesting.
But if,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, but if you're going to have stone, I would just have, like, the quartz that you can program for everything. Selenite, because that takes care of all negativity. And that's about, you know, that's usually all I recommend.
Now, I have a lot of crystals. I have a lot of quartz crystals. I have a lot of stones of various kinds, a lot of crystals. But I also I also have a driveway, a long driveway that has sand and stones in it. So there, I have the stones that you're referring to are right under my feet, so to speak. There's so many stones of various kinds here.
Those would be more powerful than your crystals.
I hear you.
Especially if you can find a holy stone.
A holy stone. I'll have to look that up and see what it looks like.
That's a stone that has a natural hole through the center. A lot of times it happens with water. They're also called hagstones.
Hag
or goddess stones.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
I love it.
And holy is with the H-O-L-E-Y.
Okay.
But
holy
they say if you find a holy stone that it's a gift from the goddess.
Holy hag goddess. I love it. I love it. Well, I will keep my eyes open, and now I'm putting the energy out there for it to show itself to me. There's plenty of stones here.
That's how I found my hagstone, is I asked for it, and it took me 2 or 3 times walking up my driveway, because I live on a glacier bed or a glacier ridge, and sure enough, I found one.
Well, I should be so blessed. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Minute.
Take care. Much peace.
So,
right, before we go to Holly then, who's just joined us, we're going to take another little break, because what's happened is that we've come to the top of the hour almost, and it's like, we've managed it, haven't we? We've got through the first hour, you see, so we want to go into the second hour with hopefully some more lovely callers. So we're here. The number is always the same, never changes, and it can change, it blows up, changes it, but for now it's the same. 646-668-8735, if you're out there and you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, let's have a piece of music and try and drum up some more lovely callers. So, let's see what we've got for you. I'll put 5 pieces of music in tonight, which I don't normally, but I kind of guessed that it was going to be another slow night. Wednesdays are getting, I don't know, for some reason, very slow now. Okay.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Purge your soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, gleaming my soul. Flame on, burn.
The power of love, a
I always remember playing three songs with the same title on the show. That is just one of them. Frankie Goes to Hollywood there and The Power of Love. Jennifer Rush was the other one. Jennifer Rush had a song called The Power of Love. And I can't remember who did the other one. But three people were in the pop music charts of that year at the same time with the same song title. Yeah. And I always remember that. Crazy, crazy, isn't it? Yeah. So, you know, it's like, I wonder if it's our song that's at number one. No, it's her song that's at number one. No. And then they would climb over each other, and it went on for about maybe 8 to 10 weeks. And these three tunes, all with the same title, were climbing over each other for the number one spot. Kind of crazy. Yeah. Oh, no more crazy than today, is it? There we go. Okay, I don't know, that's kind of crazy, though. Okay. Right then, let's bring Becky back online, and we have Holly.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm just asking the job question. I've had so many interviews, so many resumes for a year now. I mean, can you see when something's going to hit?
Around the middle of next month, maybe around the I see the holidays. So I'm hoping it's in, like, Thanksgiving time instead of Christmas time. But I'm seeing around the holidays for you. For sure.
Okay.
But I do see, like, an offer in a couple weeks. Did you finally interview? Did you hear back from the company that had a couple more interviews?
Nope.
Because that one seems to be the strongest, but they would call you either way.
Not a word from anybody.
Maybe doing a follow-up call wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Yeah, I hate doing that. It feels so pushy.
I know, but I think someone is trying to figure out how assertive you are. How is your stepson?
Okay. He's great. I'm taking him to a skateboard lesson in Tacoma on Saturday, so he's over the moon. He lives.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
Skateboards, that's his thing right now. Yeah.
Yeah?
So he's good.
Good.
I'm more
glad
worried about
that.
Me. Like, how long am I going to be able to last in this motel? Like, I got to take care of me before I could take care of him.
Well, yeah. I think you're going to hear something within the next 2 to 3 weeks on a job, and then you'll be able to go from there. You're going to have to be in the hotel until you can save enough money up for an apartment and get
No, I can't save for an apartment, honey. My unemployment is my hotel bill every week. I have no extra money. The jobs I'm looking for is the apartment manager that should come with an apartment.
That would be nice.
That's the only jobs I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, yeah. Oh, and the reason why I didn't send you any of those names, those companies, I can't find the email. But
okay.
I'm going to ask a person that I know she's been on all those companies to find out which one she thinks the best. Her and her daughter have COVID right now, so I don't want to bother her until she feels better.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This has just been such an awful year. But I'm thinking, you know, things for you are going to be turning around. November just pops up.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Well, at least you've got some place to stay.
Uh-huh. Now, do you see anything here, or do I got to go back to California?
Have you applied for any jobs in Washington?
Only in Washington.
Well, I think you're going to be staying there then.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because if I have to go back, it means I'm just straight out of money and I have to go stay with a friend.
Well, and you're going to be taking a step backwards. And we want you to keep moving forward.
Well, yeah, somebody would call for a job. I could move forward.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that you just have to, it's hard, but have faith and have confidence that you don't have to. And, you know, start doing the affirmations like the I Am's and see if you can't start working up some manifestation energy here.
Uh-huh.
And I see positive energy around you. And it was brighter than it was last week, so I think what you're wanting it's coming to you, but it's just hard to put a specific date on it.
Yeah, it is.
I think the universe is going to change, energy is going to change completely here with the election. And it doesn't matter who's elected, it's just going to be a big shift in energy. And then I think things are going to start running more on the way that they should have been without all this mess we're in. Because, you know, all that energy gets collectively thrown up in the universe and we all get to suffer because of it.
Yeah, do you see my ex letting me have legal custody of my stepson?
He may. I see him letting you have custody is if something to do with legal, like your stepson tells him everything that, you know, he was abused and stuff like that. Then I can see your ex letting him go to you so he doesn't get in trouble.
Sounds about right.
Because he's after saving his own skin instead of anybody else's.
Yeah, I'm just worried about, like health insurance for him.
Does Washington have a state-funded health insurance?
Yeah, but I would have to have legal custody of him to get that.
He should be able, well, in Minnesota, we have, there's two state-funded insurances, and one is just for children under the age of 18. And I don't think you have to
from his dad's work. Go ahead.
Okay, but I don't think you have to be his guardian to get it. It's just based on him.
I don't know
Look
if that's
into
true
it
in Washington. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have to do some research on that.
Yeah.
But if you have legal custody and you get insurance through your job, he should be entitled to your insurance.
Yeah, I just don't see the ex giving me legal custody. I just think he'll let me keep it.
Well, I don't know if he's going to transfer and have be like legal, but I think he's going to let you have your stepson.
Okay. Any time frame on that before we go?
I think it's going to be
minutes.
I want to say long and drawn out, but then I see it going to be short and quick. So I don't. I think you're going to be have the opportunity to spend a lot of time with him, and then
uh-huh.
it'll move into you being able to have him.
Oh, and then I have a job interview tomorrow. How do you see that one?
Is it with a woman?
Yep.
Be very professional about her. She's got this thing about women and them trying to use, and this is just what I'm picking up from her. She has this thing about women who try to use their looks to get into a job.
I'm
that's
just average.
Came up.
1 minute.
So, you know,
so she's jealous.
Yes, so be very professional.
Oh, I should downplay my looks then. Okay,
but
thank
when you.
You.
Said, when you said her name, it was like, oh, she don't like women who... So, sorry.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Molly. You know what I would say to that, don't you? I'd have a few words to say to that. I would. Because it sounds like he's jealous. You know, flattery won't get you nowhere. I just say, I don't know. The thing is, what it is that people like that tend to worry about you taking their job, and you know that's what's really going through their mind. You know, it's like, better looking than what I am. Maybe she'll take my job. You know that type of thing. Right, we've kind of run out of calls temporarily at the moment, 46 minutes on the clock. I'm tempted to call it in, but we'll see after this next piece of music, and we might go on the 30-minute mark.
I'm
like I didn't stick enough music in because we've got one piece of music left. 43 minutes on the clock. And it's like, anyway, as I say, we've done some lovely readings this evening. And, you know, every show is as enjoyable as the last show. And we get through it. But I just wish that you were more attentive to Wednesdays. Something happens on a Wednesday, I don't know what it is, whether there's something on the TV of a Wednesday that everybody wants to watch or what it is, or because it's the middle of the week. And you can't go down the pub, so don't make that excuse. You know, you can't go out to a meal, don't make that excuse. You can't go to the cinema, you can't go to the swimming bath, you know, you can't go down the gym. There's so many places that you can't go. I'm thinking, why aren't you here? You know, because I'm here. And you know, I'm broadcasting from my living room. Becky's at home in her. You know, and thinking, we need you. Hello. I'm here. You know, it's like, yeah. And, I don't know, it just gets a little bit strange Wednesdays now. It's like, I kind of wonder where my audience is. And then, suddenly when we don't think about it, it's like it goes through the roof. I think Tuesday's show, we had... was it 19 people in the court queue all together last night? Couldn't get to them all. So it's kind of crazy because the average for a 2-hour show is between 10 to 12. And I think we ended up doing 11 people. And then I asked Tina whether she'd be happy to go into what they call the archive player, which we can do. And there was three more people sitting there today. A couple of people that actually donated that didn't actually get the reading because they were like, I think one of those was 9:12. So, you know, but if that happens, obviously we carry that donation over to the next show or whatever then, because, you know, it's obviously, you can't fit everybody in. And it really depends on whether you're one of the first 10 people in the court queue or not. Anyway, what I think we're going to do, I think we're going to wind it up for this show. And it's getting customary now on a Wednesday, but I'm sure Becky doesn't mind. I don't mind. And I think what we'll do on a Wednesday is that we'll set in future for 90 minutes. Yeah? And then we can always go over if the court queue is satisfactory. So we've always got that 30 minutes to play with if needs be. And hello. We have a caller. Hey, okay, maybe we're not going. Okay then. Hello.
What can I help you with?
Hi, my name is Kay. Do you need my birthday or just my question?
Your question will be fine.
Okay. My question is regarding my next move, my job and my housing. Just trying to see how soon this is going to happen. like in the next few months or so. A lot of things are just working beautifully right now, but just trying to see how soon or how it's going to work.
I think everything for the house and business and everything, all the loose ends are going to be tied up before the end of winter, beginning of spring.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
There, you know, there's some things that you need to be done that takes a little time, and that's what's going to make it kind of seem like it's dragging out a little bit, but you'll be amazed how quick it goes once it all starts, because you're on the right path right now, so it's going to start keep snowballing.
Oh,
but
good,
you want to give
good,
yourself,
good.
But you want to give yourself some extra time just to get all the details right.
Okay. Yeah, my landlord needs to sell, and although she really wants me to purchase, I'm just not financially ready to purchase. And not to mention, I think I'm just ready to move on with my partner, my girlfriend. So just trying to see how soon that will work out. So that's good to know. And also, work is not going that great. So I'm all at that point where, like, well, I really wouldn't want to try to purchase a home, and I'm not sure how the job is turning out. So that's good to know.
I think that by the time that you're ready to make that move, that you'll be in a different position.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now that's music to my ears.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Things are going to go. I see bright colors around you, and when I see bright colors, it usually means positivity, and I think that things are just going to really work out for you.
Excellent. I so appreciate that. I needed that word of encouragement. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Kay. Right, we set the little timer, and we set it to 10 minutes, but Kay's happy with that. Okay. Right. Now then. So, we said that we would go on the 30-minute mark. So we kind of finished that call very short there. We're at 35 minutes now. It doesn't look like anybody else is going to call. We've got one piece of music which is 4 minutes long. And we're going to play out with it. Yeah, because it's very appropriate, this piece of music that you're going to hear now, I think, because it is very superstitious. Thank you, Becky.
competition.